All right, councillors and staff, I think it's about 3:30, is it not?
Yep.
Open the meeting at 3:30. Welcome you all here. Thanks for taking the time, busy time with farmers. Too long anyway. Item 2.0, acknowledgement of country, I was there before you. 3.1, present. There are 5 councillors. Apology from Mr. Alan George, Chief Executive Officer, in attendance. We have the Acting CEO, Manager Corporate Services, Manager Infrastructure Services, and Administration and Records Officer. Service and Visitors, 3.4, nil. 3.5, Leave of Absence, previously granted. Councillor Stephen Hunt, 20th of April, 20th of May, and Councillor Rosalind Lloyd, 12th of April, 28th of April. 4.0, application for leave of absence.
No leave of absence.
None. 5.0, no previous public questions taken on notice. 6.0, public question time, no one in the public gallery. 7.0, petitions, deputations, presentations, nil. 8.0 is notations of interest. 8.1 is declarations financial. 8.2 is for proximity. 8.3 is impartiality.
Through the chair, we've received a disclosure of proximity from yourself as the president, Len Armstrong, on item 4.4.4, removal of the Crown Grant Trust. Seeing the interest is Len's wife to the adjoining property and where the president resides in that property as well, that sort of joins it.
Thank you. Explanation, you can say that if you believe I would make comment or vote in that particular item against the impartiality or the proximity, it's up to you to say that I'm to step out of the room. If you don't believe that I have any influence on it whatsoever, I can stay and vote on it or speak to it. So it's up to you, councillors. Do I stay or do I go?
Well, I think you can still speak on it. I mean, if I don't have a problem with speaking.
It's not really matter, is it?
No.
It's a proximity. There's no financial gain in it for me. None whatsoever. It's ticking off on deposited plans, so it's only a administrative decision, not a financial decision. So with your concurrence, I'll stay right here.
Good here. Yep.
We move on. Announcements by the presiding member without discussion, nil. 10.1, ordinary council meeting Wednesday. We look for a mover and a seconder for that motion, that recommendation. Move to Councillor Roach. Seconder, Councillor Coochling. You want to speak to Councillor Roach?
Nothing
here. Coochling?
No.
None? Anyone else want to speak to him? Against? None. Put it to the vote. All in favour? 5-0. Thank you. 10.2, special council meeting, nil. Pardon me. 11.0, motion which previous notice has been given, nil. 12.0, urgent business approved by the presiding member or by decision of council, nil. 13.1.1 is reports of committee, the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. There's a recommendation there that the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on Thursday 16th of April will be received. Do I have a mover? Move Councillor Coochling. Seconder? Councillor Hyde. You want to speak to it, Councillor Coochling?
No, all good.
Councillor Hyde?
No, thanks.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
No.
Anyone want to be against it? Put it to the vote, all in favour? 5-0. Thank you. Okay, reports of officers, infrastructure, planning. Planning approvals under delegation, 14.2.1, appears to be none approved under delegation. 14.3, health and building, nil. 14.4, administration. 14.41 is extension of appointment of the acting chief executive officer. There's an addendum to that item. Came as a late piece of paper. And on there somewhere is a recommendation that confirms the extended appointment of Aaron to the position of acting chief executive officer up until 27th of April. We look for a mover. Move Councillor Clark. Seconded Councillor Coochley. You want to speak to it, Councillor Clark?
No, thank you.
Councillor Coochley? Well, good. Anyone else want to speak for it? Against it? Query or comment? I'd like to make a comment. The reason we ended up with an addendum is the original agenda item indicated that until the extended period would have been 24th of April, which would have meant that we had a 3-day period of 25th, 26th, 27th without a CEO. And if there had been any dramas within the community, it would mean that we would have run around headless as such. Therefore, the addendum is taken it out until the 27th. And even then, at this stage, we don't have any guarantee that Alan will be back on the 28th, but we will monitor that situation and we might be coming looking for further extensions. I'll put it to the vote, all in favour? 5-0, thank you. Item 14.4.2, Memorandum of Understanding, Main Roads WA Incident Management Report. There is a recommendation on page 13 and 14. Have you looked for a mover of that recommendation? Move Councillor Hyde. Seconder? Councillor Roach, you want to speak to Councillor Hyde?
No, thanks.
Councillor Roach?
No, thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
I just got a query.
Comment?
Comment, that's it. Should that be authorised as the acting CEO?
I'll hand over to the acting CEO. He's a man that's involved in this issue.
Yes, through the chair, at the time it was the chief of the executive of the understanding that Alan was going to be returning, with the possibility that it was going to be signed when he returned. If that's the case, then amendment can be made to be acting.
That was my query when I sent that to you. Yeah.
Any further comment?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Anyone wants to speak against the motion? I'll put it to the vote, all in favour? 5-0, thank you. 14.4.3, Lake Race Town Hall, request to waiver higher fees for Colt's accommodation. The recommendation is on page 16. Be looking for a mover. Move Councillor Coochley. A seconder? Councillor Roach, you want to speak to it, Councillor?
No, fair enough.
Councillor Roach, you want to speak to it?
No, it's okay, thank you.
All good?
Yeah.
Anyone else want to speak for it?
I think we've done it for a long
Against
time.
Against it?
We've done it for a long time, and we've waived it every time we've done it.
Thank you much.
Got comment or query? Because a couple of meetings back there was issues with hiring of the hall, and I think the gym club has hired the hall, so I'm assuming that they will be notified that they need to clear the building for this event.
Yes, that's right. That's administration has already discussed all that.
And vice versa, that the Colts get notified that at present set up for the gym, so that will have to be removed before you go in.
The equipment from the Colts side of it?
Yeah, no, that the Colts, you know, like if the guys sort of start, well, we'll need an extra bay arena and need this, that, start moving stuff in.
Yep.
That it really needs to be cleared out before they start moving
stuff. That's correct,
stuff
yes,
in.
And that'll be up to the club to make sure that happens.
Yep, and so long as they give them plenty of time.
Yep.
This time, thank you.
Anyone want to speak against the motion? No one wants to speak against it. Put it to the vote, all in favour. Thank you. 5.0. 14.4.4, removal of Crown Grant Trust, Lot 18, on Deposit Plan, Development Plan 147856. Be looking for a mover. Once again, it was an addendum as such. Be looking for a mover. Councillor Hyde. Seconder. Councillor Cushling, you want to speak to it? Councillor Hyde?
No, thanks.
Councillor Cushling?
No, all good.
Anyone else want to speak for it? Against it? Comment from me would be that I asked for an addendum to that agenda item, and the fact that because of change of people in or administrators weren't aware that this had come to council back in July 2023, and the decision at that stage was, well, one of the talking points at that particular stage was that the church would be handed over to the Hainsworth people, to the Hainsworth Historical Society out at Unigate, to use the place as a archival, put all their archive stuff in it. Since that meeting, the electricity has been disconnected. The diocese of the church down in Bunbury don't want anything to do with it because they don't have any finances to keep it maintained. I think the Shire at this stage may be paying a small amount each year for the leaves that drop off the big gum trees in the backyard are raked up and got rid of, otherwise they become a fire hazard. A fellow across the road always keeps the rose bushes and the rosemary garden out the front in neat and tidy condition, so that happens. And at the end of the day, this agenda item really is only to land gate to cross the T's, dot the I's, so that the process can go forward, taken away from a church ground into some other community. Once that's done, and it could take quite a while, I guess we will be going back to the Hainsworth to find out if they want to use it or not. So that's where we're at with it. The building is fairly substantial. There's no major problems with it whatsoever. You know, brick and something, you know. So that's where we're at with that one.
Could I just suggest that perhaps we do contact the Hainsworth group before we go back to the Department of Lands or whatever, so that they've got a bit of a heads up to say, well, hang on a minute, I've been talking to Fred at the department and we've been getting, you know, we've passed 6 of 8 stages or whatever, and this is just someone else that's come in, you know, so that they've got a bit of an idea of what's happening before we actually go ahead and say, yeah.
There
we go.
Well, under normal circumstances, we would have Councillor Lloyd sitting here.
Mm.
She's a part of that.
Yes.
Hainsworth, and knows fully what's going on with it and what's not. She has a far greater knowledge than what I have.
Yep.
So,
just through the chair.
As long as she's kept in the loop.
Yep. Through the chair, just the councillor made note to do that. That's appropriate to do so. Just a clarification, Hainsworth, we're talking about the Historical Society.
Oh, well, I know that they're the same group.
That's
deal with all the history of the district.
Yep.
Yep. And I think they are called the Hainsworth Group, but I'm not sure that they are. That part was just me putting the historical hat on them. Yep.
I'll give them a heads up. That's no problem before any comments put back to the department.
Thank you.
Me.
All right.
Does that need to go in the motion? That's in after having contacted the Haynesworth Group.
Well, you can do so. You can do an amendment. You have to move a motion to amend the recommendation.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it needs to be going into the recommendation. The chief has taken note of it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Put the vote all in favour. 5-0. Thank you. Item 14.4.5, recommendation is on page 21, it's the adoption of the risk management framework. And I'll be looking for a mover and a seconder. Move Councillor Roach, second. Councillor Coochling, you want to speak to her, Councillor Roach?
No, thank you.
Councillor Coochling?
No, I think they're all.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
No, I've already put my input in with my notes that I sent through.
Anyone want to speak against it? None? Put to the vote. All in favour? 5-0. 14.4.6, remuneration fees. Independent Members Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, page 24 and 25. We look for a mover. Councillor Roach, seconder.
Which option are we going with?
There's a few options there to consider for the council, given that there was a range, and these were just through the chair, sorry. So it's a consideration. If you move in the motion for the recommendation, then surely we can discuss, or do you need to make a decision firsthand on the option?
Can I ask a question? How long do these meetings usually go for?
Record, 5 to 10 minutes. Depending on
well,
discussion.
I think it's a bit obscene, actually, these suggestions for that much work, considering everyone before now has done it for nothing. They've done it for the community, they've volunteered. And we did have a suggested one up further back of $110 for the hour or something. And I think that's more than generous. I do think that these other figures mentioned here are a bit beyond par myself. I mean, when you think of some of the people and how much work they've done for the community and ask nothing for it, and I'm sure that whoever we have as a chair at the moment is not expecting to be remunerated at all, as everyone before them has been in the same situation. And you know, I think $700 a meeting is, I mean, that's about what we get.
Yeah,
and we do a fair bit more than what they do.
I think if you really get into the nitty gritties of it, one thing or another, each option most probably aligns to some extent with the bands. What they call it, salaries and allowances tribunals, the SATs. For us to even look outside of option A, I think would be a bit of a nonsense. Option A would be the only one that we would most probably, the only one that we should consider. The only committee we have or chairperson we have is Peter Stockberg on
the audit. Yep.
And sure, the meetings only take, I don't know, 20 minutes max, most probably. All depends on how much work the financial people have put into the documents. But Peter also makes sure that he has the documents well and truly before meetings So he does do his homework. And this particular one the other day wasn't about financials, it was about
governance.
Yeah,
compliance. Yep.
Massive amount of documents, and he would have spent, I would have thought, I would have thought 3 or 4 hours on it to come forward with the recommendations that he did. I know it cost me 2 or 3 hours just to get my head around it. So there's those things taken into consideration. I believe that most probably 300 for the chairperson is more than enough.
Just through the chair, just a bit of a background for Councillor Clark. Mm-hmm. Other than the certain regional councils that have these figures on par, you're right, and we currently only meet twice a year for the audit reports. What the risk management framework we're trying to put in place is regularly meeting on a quarterly basis to keep an eye on our risk management, and this is one of the audits high recommendation that we have not put in place for almost like 10 years. And therefore, this was put out. Peter Stoltberg had a fair bit of discussion on that meeting, reiterated how important these audit committees should be held. And in addition to the discussions just on the outside, you know, it is important to know that the fees remunerated, it's also to retain and attract high-skilled people who sits on board committee meetings. Understanding there is voluntary people that may come in, but to attract certain people's other councils, having council high caliber people in those committees coming from another shire and involved. So at the moment we only have the chair. We are looking at advertising for a deputy presiding member or a deputy chair as well. So that's trying to look at that way. Before to do that, I would had to put this report up. It's a requirement, well, not a requirement, it's a mandate, but it's saying, here's your fees. All bands are within that fees, up to the council to decide. Mm-hmm. You can decide if you want.
So are we saying that we do have to choose one of these options, or we don't have to pay them anything?
You don't have to choose one of those options. You can, whatever suits a figure in your minds as a collaborative. I'm just stating the fact administration's gone through serious approach. Oh, I've done it where I've talked to a few councils, looked on the websites, worked out what their values are and how often they may have their meetings compared to ours as well. So this is, I have to give you kind of a range, I guess. But again, given the fact councillors, if you look at your sitting fees per meeting from a sitting fee, it sits pretty much in option one range.
All right, up for discussion.
So if we set the range or not, or is it only the options you gave us?
No.
I say like the minimum is 110. If we sat in the middle of 250 or something,
yep.
At least it's above the bottom and not over
you guys
the top.
Can decide that. I'm just giving some type of an option range. But if you feel as a collaborative council to do that, then do so. It just gives us an instruction and so we can put something in place. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I reckon that 250, well, that's my personal opinion, 250 is probably not too steep, and it's nothing neither as well, so you're still above what you have to and you've got a bit there to play with.
That's better than the other options, isn't it?
No, there's no
trap option B.
Do we have that put up on the board? Where are we?
To accept this additional option.
Yeah.
So 250 for independent members?
Yep. So there is an independent member fee and an independent chair fee. So there's going to be two different fees.
Oh, right.
Okay. And what's the chair?
I've got 250 for the chair.
Yeah, maybe that, I reckon. Like Deb said, 150 for the independent and 250 for the president.
For the chair.
Yeah.
Yep.
At least we're still above underneath option A.
Okay. Back to the mover. Councillor Roach, you happy with option E?
Yeah. Thank you.
We have a seconder. Councillor Coochling. Any further discussion? Anyone want to speak against it? Put to the vote, all in favour? 5-0, thank you. 14.4.7 regional price preference clause on page 27. Before we look for a mover and a seconder, I'll just get the acting chief to give us a quick rundown on that.
Yes, through the chair, thank you. This item came out as a last minute item when putting the agenda forward. So our manager of infrastructure service, Phil, can give you some background as Jason and Phil approached me on the day. So I'll hand it to Bill.
Thank you, through the chair, Mr. President. All it is formalising an option for us, the Shire, to give local businesses and contractors a step up. It's just encouraging. You know, most shires I've been involved with, that there'll be a pretty much a set 10%. We've gone with what the recommendations the Act, which is referred to in the item. It's just really just at the moment, if you read our policy at the moment, it doesn't really say, it says a lot, but it does nothing. That's my honest opinion. It doesn't give, I don't know, AFGRI or whoever down the road, a local business, any advantage over someone from outside the Shire. So if you look at Lake Grace, Earth Moving, which do a lot of our work, versus, I don't know, them construction, which is a Geraldton-based road construction crew, if they come in for the same price, or them, because they're bigger, come in with a slightly better price, the whole idea of the purchasing policy in favour of our local contractors is to give them that leg up.
Shouldn't they be almost cheaper because they are local and they're not travelling? Are we on the same footing, you know? Like,
well, yes and no. But I mean, if you've got a firm out there, and I know one, we've had one from, what's it? There's a town out the road there, starts with C, doesn't matter. I can't think of the bloody name. And it's quite a wee distance away. They'll put no mobilisation in because they want to work.
They want to work.
You know, and whilst I'm not saying that we don't take the best, I won't say the best price, I'm saying the best deal for the Shire and the ratepayers. You know, all this is doing is giving our local contractors who hire local people with local families that shop in the local area and do everything local within our Shire, we're just giving them a bit of a preferential deal in a sense.
So it used to be 10%. I thought it still was 10%. That's been removed somewhere along the line, has it?
If you read it, I haven't got it at hand, but if you read it, it doesn't really say anything. Right. And I don't think it's 10%, Councillor Clark. Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's a good 10%. Number, but it doesn't read that way.
Okay.
I had an independent engineer consultant look into it for me just to make sure I was not going off on a, you know, down a rabbit hole or wherever. But I think it's really, and if you look at it, we're not talking.
So this is only to 50,000 only. If it's up to $1 million quote and it's 5% higher, they don't get the advantage.
But no, they still get the advantage, but it only goes up to a maximum of $50,000
difference.
Yeah, that's what you take off. It is graduated.
Yeah, well, depending on percentage rate. There was no percentage rate included in the policy. Was
in the previous policy, I don't believe, no.
So,
I mean, that may, like, obviously Councillor Clark, you definitely remember something a little bit different.
I just assumed it was still the same, but you shouldn't assume, should you?
It just seemed a hole to me, you know, that we didn't give our, and by local, I mean, obviously, to me, local, you know, key to local is Lake Grace, Newdigate, Lake King, of course, in the valley, in our shire. But, you know, we've included the shires around us so that we're not totally one sided.
Oh, you have included.
Dunbuyan, Ravensthorpe, Kent, etc. So we're classing that as our local preference, you know, so that we, it's just about looking after, I guess, I don't know, we're looking after our family, if you like. That's the way I look at it, you know, and it just gives them a foot up. I agree with Councillor Hyde. You know, you would expect a big firm coming in to be a lot cheaper. You know, more expensive than the cheaper option of being, because you don't mobilise and so on and so forth. But you'd be very, very surprised, or maybe not, that a lot of firms will travel a lot of distance and not put mobilisation in because they want the work. And it is really competitive.
Wouldn't this be standard? This, because this is for other shires.
Yeah, but, I don't know any other shire that doesn't have something like this.
Right.
Because just through the chair again, just looking at the existing policy, our overall policy, man, there was a revoke motion back on 2010, of the local price preference. It was included in the existing one that we're discussing now. So that's why I think the confusion, there was a missed percentage rate to be put back in. So.
Any further queries? None. I'll be looking for a mover for the motion. Move Councillor Coochley. Seconder. Councillor Clark. Councillor Coochley, you want to speak to it?
No.
All good. Councillor Clark.
No, thank you.
Anyone else want to speak for it? Anyone want to speak against it? Put it to the vote, all in favour. 5-0. Thank you. Item 14.5.1, the council payment. Recommendation, page 28. Be looking for a mover. Councillor Coochling, second up. Councillor Roach, you want to speak to Councillor Coochling?
No.
Councillor Roach?
No, thank you.
Anyone else want to speak for it or against it? None. Any comment? Put to the vote, all in favour? 5-0, thank you. Page 31. Item 14.5.2, financial reports and budget amendments to the 31st of March. Page 31 is a recommendation. Looking for a mover. Councillor Coochrane. Seconder. Councillor Roach. You want to speak to Councillor Coach?
No.
Councillor Roach?
No, thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
No, but I missed the proposed budget amendments,
You have a comment?
No, I just can't remember what they were, that's all. That's okay.
Okay, put it to the vote, all in favour. 5-0. Item 6 is community services, nil, 15-0, question no. 16, information bulletin. Be looking for a mover and a seconder that we accept the information bulletin. Councillor Coochling, Councillor Hyde, you want to speak to Councillor Coochling?
No.
Councillor Hyde?
No.
No. Put to the vote, all in favour. 5-0, thank you. Confidential items, nil. I'm going to move behind closed door. Before I get to item 18.0, for the sake of the minutes, I like to have the minutes written up that the President and Shire Councillors, the Shire Lake Grace, recognise and thank Manager Corporate Services for the conduct of the annual audit, which went to State Parliament And it's the second year in a row that we've been recognised in the top 20.
Yep, had all the back for that.
One of only seven in those 20 that have been recognised 2 years in a row. I'd like that to be recognised, and a big thank you to corporate services, all staff that are involved, and in fact, all staff of the Shire of Lake Grace, because by de facto, infrastructure members have got to make sure their paperwork's in place for corporate services to be able to achieve what they do achieve. So on behalf of the council, councillors, I thank all staff for the outcomes.
Scott Egan.
18.0, date of next meeting, 27th of May 2026, before closure. It's that time in the year again that we've got to do the review of the CEO's performance. Over the next couple of weeks, you'll be getting via email the pro forma that you need to fill out on the CEO's performance. And prior to the May meeting at 10 o'clock, we will meet in the village hall, collect those pro formas, get the CEO in and pull him to pieces if you so desire, and then in the main meeting, hopefully, his annual review will be ticked off. So just be aware that that is going to be happening over the next month. You'll get documentation, and it's got to be filled out appropriately, and then we'll take it from there. And with that, no further business. I close the meeting at about 7 minutes past 4. Stretch your legs.